If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up at 8:40, Timothy Gay, author of Roryland, will join us in studio because it's Masters Week.
I thought, did he pronounce his name right? Is it Timothy Gay or Timothy Hay? What is it? Is he correct?
Spelled G-A-Y.
Okay.
I would imagine it's Gay.
All right, just want to make sure. Okay.
All good. So White Lotus gets a lot of run on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet to watch the season finale. I've got it teed up. Going to watch it tonight. Receding hairlines apparently are suddenly sexy. Drive, this is great news for us. Thanks to White Lotus, Hunk, Walton, Goggins.
Walt.
He's 53 years old in real life. He plays the troubled and moody Rick Hatchett, and I guess somehow makes hair loss sexy in White Lotus.
What's the evidence of this?
I mean, here's the evidence.
Did they survey thousands of people?
New York Post. That's the evidence.
I know, but they have to have a rationale.
I'll just read it from the story. Ahead of the finale on Sunday, fans are drooling over the Hawaiian shirt-wearing vacationer, declaring that he makes receding hairlines hot, and the phenomenon has even earned a name, the Walton Goggins effect.
I don't know how he is on White Lotus, because I don't watch it, but a lot of the pictures I see when you Google his name is he's the guy that has, like, he hasn't shaved it at all. He's got long hair, but a huge receding hairline.
Yeah, it's got a big bald spot, too.
It says, receding hairlines now have sex appeal, a headline from The Telegraph.
Huh.
Another, quote, I love Walton so much. He's half forehead, half teeth, and yet it all works. The man is hot.
What?
From one Redditor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
all right.
Walton Goggins somehow balding
like
in the most handsome way possible, another person wrote online.
Yeah.
He's definitely a brooding character in a lot of his
moody. He's like the moodiest guy you've ever seen on TV.
Very intense. He's an excellent actor. Mm-hmm. I don't know if women are dying for men with receding hairline. And then if you lined up two men with the identical nose, facial features, and the only difference was one had a receding hairline and the other had a full head of hair, I'm finding a hard time believing they're going to prefer the guy with the receding hairline.
JP, experts say his sex appeal is more than just his locks or lack thereof. It's also his riz. It's a combo of his confidence.
Well, everything.
Riz is big. His nonchalance and his attitude, as well as his style. Everything works together. That's from hairstylist Luke Hesherson.
Okay, I get that. I mean, that makes sense, of course.
This is hair elitism by JP right here. This is the stuff that ricks me, yeah. where he thinks he's so much more handsome than guys who are maybe slightly baldy.
I'm not saying that. I'm basically agreeing. I'm agreeing with you, like actually, Drew. I like how you're trying. I like how you're trying to make an argument, but I'm actually agreeing with you because if you didn't believe it, if you didn't believe it, then why would you try and get a surgery for more hair?
That has
hair?
Nothing to do with how women perceive me.
What? So it why do you want to get more hair?
Because it would make me feel better about the way I perceive myself, not how women view me. You said if you lined up guys with identical faces, that women would not be interested in guys who are...
I didn't say they wouldn't be interested. I find it hard to believe that they would prefer the balding guy. Maybe they would.
Maybe they don't like guys with gray hair.
That may be true.
Maybe they like balding guys with brown hair.
That may be true.
Guys that look 75.
Do you posit that?
What?
Do you posit that? That if you had...
Yeah, I posit that.
now it's just a battle.
Yeah,
now
it is. You know what? I'll sit back and just listen to it. I'm fine with it.
I mean, well, he's actually basically, throughout his entire tenure on the show, agreed with the premise that women prefer guys with hair.
Oh, I don't know if he agrees with that. I know he said he's always wanted hair. It bugs him that he doesn't have hair. It bugged me. But my gray hair bugs me, too. So,
sure.
I mean, everybody's got stuff that bugs them about themselves.
Walton Goggins, he's not being truthful. Not that he's clearly not all natty.
What do you mean?
Well, if you look at him in The Shield 20 years ago, he was way more bald then than he is now. So he filled it in, for sure.
He had a lot shorter hair.
He still has a receding hairline.
Oh, really? I
got to
look at him from
just
The Shield.
Yeah.
I knew I've seen the guy before, but I don't know why. Let me see.
He's got a pretty extensive acting resume. Dude's been around for a long time.
Well, he's been in some fantastic shows.
He has, I didn't notice it until the finale. And who knows? Because
like
sometimes they wear wigs
bit.
And stuff and makeup. But he has the receding hairline and it's long and kind of you know, flows out. But he definitely had like the big bald spot in the middle.
He's always sweaty. Now, maybe that's just the fact that they're shooting this in Thailand and everybody's kind of sweaty. But he's, like, I think by far the sweatiest guy on the show.
Right. Do you think they missed him before a scene?
No, I think he just pumps out the sweat.
But
I don't know.
Can't we all agree? I think we all agree on this basic premise. I've always said, and this is why, like, Jason disagrees with me, I think, oftentimes. Like,
what?
Like, women are not as concerned with looks, obviously, as guys are. Guys are more shallow. Women are more into... Without question, women are more into Riz than they are your hair or your whatever.
Right. The personality.
Personality, yeah. Riz.
Over hair? Yeah, I would agree with that.
Over hair and over a lot of stuff. You could have a belly. They don't really care. You know, they don't really care. I mean, they prefer you to be, you know, look good. But if you got Riz, it goes
the character that Goggins plays and who is he?
His name is Rick Hatchett.
Was he part of a big rich family or what? Who is he?
He seems to be a grifter. I think that's what you would categorize him.
Yeah, I don't know what
they never really say what he did. He has a certain purpose on the show.
Yeah.
For himself.
He's kind of on a mission on this trip. I don't want to spoil it for anybody that hasn't watched it yet. And please don't.
Is he involved in a bunch of the sex stuff?
No.
He's not.
No.
It's just Patrick Schwarzenegger.
There's others, but.
Okay. So there's no real sex appeal to this dude on the show.
He has a girlfriend.
Right, but it's not the focus.
No.
His Riz is not the focus.
No. Okay. Not really.
Okay.
But apparently he's got a lot of it.
In real life.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just weird to keep saying Riz.
Well, it's such a great word.
I know it's a good word.
I don't know why Drab gets mad at my premise. You know, it's kind of based on that story.
He thinks that you're a little bit of a snob because you got hair and he doesn't.
I called you a hair elitist and you got all Rick. And made it look not fun. Which happens a lot anytime you poke you at all.
Well, sorry that I want to argue my side.
JP's making things unfun.
I mean, it's a topic on receding hair. I mean, he's got to win every argument. It's got to be.
I didn't create the argument.
To the death.
I didn't create the argument. All I said was, you argued it. I said,
the sexiest guy I've ever seen.
I didn't bring up myself. I didn't bring up myself at all. You argued it. What I said was, if you lined up women and had the same guy with the same features, and one was balding and one had a full head of hair, I think they would prefer the guy with hair.
If they
you
had,
then argued it. So don't say that I argued it. I put something out there and you argued it.
Did you see this turning into this?
You brought
it up. Don't say that I argued it. You argued it.
You brought it up. Nobody was talking about comparing guys with hair to not having hair. You made the argument with yourself.
What do you mean? The whole premise of the article was about that.
The premise of the article is that JP's saying, all right, I think I could be a neutral observer here. I think
all
I could
the article
be a
said was that balding guys are having their moment. Last summer was short king summer. It's receding hairline summer.
And JP's contesting. He's arguing it.
So everything's a competition.
Mm. He's saying it's not true.
What's the competition?
He's saying that at the end of the day, he thinks this article is BS, that if you had two guys equal riz, equal everything, one guy a little bit hurting up here, the guy with more hair is going to win. I mean,
if they're identical twins and one has more hair, probably.
Right.
Everything else the same.
But I think I'm arguing that riz overcomes all of it.
I agree.
Yeah. So if you got the riz, don't even worry about it. That's why I'm letting myself go.
I mean,
a little bit, Case.
I mean,
riz and money. Who was the guy from the Cars? His knee hurting looking.
Rick Ocasek.
Well, but also being a rock star.
Trounces
everything.
Yeah, with anybody. If you're a rock star.
I mean, you could be. Who's the guy from Blues Traveler? Is he still with us?
I think so.
You could be John Popper. John Popper's probably got so many. Like, his body count's probably absurd.
Oh, it's probably sick.
And then he's, let's be honest, he's grotesque.
John Popper's still grotesque with us.
Yeah.
Still with us, born in 1967.
He probably slays. Now, I don't even know if he has riz, but he's a rock star.
Play the harmonica. That's butt hard to do. sing and play the harmonica at the same time.
They got a kid on Idol that does that, Cakes. Maybe you should watch.
Maybe I shouldn't.
So have you guys all settled down over here?
I was always settled down.
Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up, bud?
Hey, first of all, man, some of the hottest guys in Hollywood are bald, man. Morris Chestnut, Jason Statham, Telly Savalas. We all look good, man.
I
like that.
Go ahead.
Walter Goggins, man, I mean, he's great in that show. I love him. He's actually in a show called Righteous Gemstones that comes on right after White Lotus, and he plays Uncle Baby Billy, just a country Southern Baptist preacher. It is the most hilarious show out there, and I'm surprised you guys don't just tune in and watch it after you watch White Lotus.
I've seen ads for Righteous Gemstones. I don't know if that...
It's
got the guy from, and I'm going to forget the name of the show, is it Eastbound and Down?
Eastbound and Down, but this is his best show. I think Eastbound and Down and the other shows he had, I think he was just kind of working up. This time, I mean, I think he perfected this one. He was warming up and he got it, because I've tried to watch those shows before. It was kind of raunchy. It wasn't really that funny, but this one, he kind of hit it out of the park.
Nice. Mm.
Are you a White Lotus guy?
Yeah, I watch White Lotus. Why not? White Lotus, Eastbound and Down. Obviously, I watch Gangs of London. You guys still haven't watched that show. That's the best show. But it's still on Netflix, Gangs of London. I'm telling you guys, you know, you're going to wonder why I never watched that show before.
Put it on the list.
All right. Thank you, Andre. I appreciate it.
There's too many shows out there.
There's a lot of content.
I mean, there's just not enough time.
It's a lot to digest.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
But everyone talks about the White Lotus. I haven't watched 1 second of it.
You haven't watched 1 second of one season?
Nope.
He's a big Paramount Plus guy. I feel like you watch Landman and all those type of shows.
Loves Yellowstone and all the offshoots.
Taylor Sheridan.
How would you even
genius.
Know what's on Paramount? Like, honestly, unless it was like unless it was like a famous show. Like,
well, those are famous shows. Yellowstone.
Yeah. Is Yellowstone even still a thing? I don't even know.
I never watched Yellowstone.
Is Yellowstone still a thing? Because Costner's off it, but they still do it without him?
I believe so. I don't have... I haven't followed that one.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get off arguing about who's more handsome, bald guys or guys with hair. And we'll get into an NFL exec that's afraid that our guy, EB, Jaden, might have a sophomore slump in 2025. Mm-hmm. So we'll discuss that next here on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.